Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Walter Williams, please? Okay, sir.
Yes.
All right, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the register to vote.
All right, sir, and just to make sure we're to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask what is your race? Are you white, African American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian?
African American.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on 2024 election for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Will vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
80.
Okay, 80. Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
10. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote? Can you tell me that just in a sentence?
No.
What makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
I really can't tell you that right now.
Okay. Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
All right, sir, and would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. All right, so in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Getting better, all right? All right, sir, and now thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be, you know, most about? You may choose two of these, okay? Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, bringing a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, or tackling inflation and improving the economy.
Everyone to get ahead and what was that about, the women's?
Women's reproduction, right?
Yeah.
Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
Yeah, that too.
And which one, what else you said about getting?
The last.
Okay,
year, I think
growing
the last
up,
thing you
growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead, right, and strive.
Yes, that.
Okay, that one. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one would be Project 2025.
One hundred.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
100. Remember that name.
Okay. Never heard of him, or you have no opinion?
No, I never heard of that.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
Kamala Harris. I guess I'm just not up on the name.
Well, Kamala Harris, she's the vice president.
Are you going to... Kamala Harris.
Yes, Kamala Harris. That's, she's running for president.
Oh, the one running for president.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, that's 100.
100. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, J.D. Vance.
J.D. what?
Vance. V-A-N-C-E.
J.D. Vance. I'm just got up.
Okay, but I have also neutral. If you, you know, if you want to stay neutral, it's 50. Or no opinion. I got no opinion or never heard.
I'll just say neutral.
Neutral. Okay, 50. Okay, yeah, what about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
Oh, 0.
0. Okay. 0. All right, Republicans in Congress.
I would say, maybe 50.
50. Okay, Cornel West.
Cornel West.
Never heard or no opinion?
No, I ain't never heard of him.
Okay, Democrats in Congress.
100.
100. And Joe Biden.
100.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president will hold today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? Or if you're still undecided, please say so.
Democrat.
Okay, Democrat Kamala Harris. All right, ma'am, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
Have I heard anything about, not no more than just heard it on TV.
Okay, would that be yes, a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Okay. All right, so and has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
Favorable.
Much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
She gonna stand up for the people.
Okay. Okay, you heard that she'll stand up for the people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, people. All right, sir? She will stand for the people. Okay, and now, okay, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that a statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason, okay, to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, in this election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law and pursuing, you know, his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back to the politics of hate and division for freedom and a chance of for unity. We need this, we need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life, you know, to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
That's very convincing.
Okay, what number would you give it, sir? Or would you give it all the way 10 or 9? 10. Okay. African Americans are, you know, disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early sponsor of the Green New Deal, which, you know, sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both projects, you know, to protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation. Would you say that's not convincing somewhat or very convincing?
That's very convincing.
Okay. All right, sir. And both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instill in her a commitment to fight for rights of people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As a district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking, and deprioritize marijuana arrests. For her, her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat.
What number would you give it from 0 to 5 to 10?
I would maybe give it an 8.
An 8. Okay. All right, sir. And the last one says, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can, you know, we can and can do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. Would you say that's not convincing someone or very convincing? 0 to 10.
Very convincing. Very convincing.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We're almost done with this survey, okay? I really appreciate your time. I only have maybe a couple more minutes to go, and we should be done. Now, let me ask you again, okay, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Harris,
okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and let me ask you again, now that you have, you know, talked a little more about the elections, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
All right, thank you. All right, and how often do you receive information about the, you know, the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not very often.
Not often, okay. Okay, and from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Now, would that be TikTok?
I don't get into Facebook.
Okay, Instagram.
No, I don't get into it.
YouTube, Twitter, or maybe other.
Other, I guess.
Okay, none of those, right? Okay, other. All right, sir. And switching gears a bit, the last few questions just are for statistical purpose only. Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay, high school graduate, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce,
okay. All right, friend, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
All right, sir. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
All right, sir. And thinking about, you know, the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
No, I really can't say. It's black and white.
So it'd be about half?
About half, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe the area where you live? Would that be urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess rural.
Rural, okay. All right, sir, and were one of you, or more of your grandparents born outside the United States, or yes or no?
Out of the United States?
Yes.
Then all of them in the United States. Oh, no. None of them.
Okay. Oh, no. Right. Okay, and were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Okay, and what about you? Were you born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great day, sir. Appreciate your help.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye.
Huh?